This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Now, about a month ago, I had some visitors here in the studio to talk about mobility aids, plastic limbs, I suppose we may have described it as, but we fine-tuned it a little bit because this thing has become a little bit bigger than perhaps everyone thought in the Douglas Shire and FNQ generally. Let's explain more. Let me introduce firstly my guests from Rotary Mossman, and that's Karen Renouf Thomas and again Peter Merrick. Very good to have you back, guys and girls.
Pleased to be here.
Thank you
for having us spread the message. You've done a grand job as of our band of helpers, and our controller here, Karen, is working like a Trojan.
I hear, and I know this has gone for all the best reasons, the most positive reasons, a lot better perhaps than you thought. Let's introduce Karen firstly. We've just heard from Peter Merrick, who is part of Mossman Rotary. But firstly, Karen, because you are now officially FNQ's regional coordinator for Lids for Kids.
Correct.
Which is covering a fairly large area, and obviously the Douglas Shire, because you are a Mossman resident, so your passion is up in this part of the world in terms of this project. And it has gone unbelievably well. We want to talk about some specifics, but surely way beyond how you ever thought, the response from the public.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gone, I heard you saying today, Gaza, viral in no means small at all. I knew this project was going to be mammoth, but it just went ballistic very, very quickly, which is awesome. It just poses a few little challenges along the way that we're sorting through. So
excellent. Yep. Always a few, but you're getting where and doing very well. Peter, I mean, you came to me probably a couple of months ago when we met at that guys' meeting one morning in Port Douglas, and you said, this project, it was sort of getting underway. And a couple of months on, it's gone mad, really. And this is all about providing life-changing opportunities for people, in particular kids, obviously, in terms of mobility aids. But again, you probably wouldn't have imagined FNQ would have taken this on so passionately.
As I said before, thank you for giving us the opportunity. How can I explain that? Like a beetle, which has become an elephant.
Well, that's a good description.
Yeah.
Very good, Peter. Let's talk about some specifics, and I'll get both your thoughts as we go through. There is now a committee that's been set up, because this has become so big, to actually see this project through for whatever period. It may be ongoing forever by the sounds of things, and why not?
I hope so.
Well, this is it. So just tell us, Karen, a little bit more about this committee and what their plans on who's involved.
Okay, so I was, I'll use the word inducted. I was invited to become a Rotarian only a week after I presented this to the local Rotary Club, which I'm both honoured and humbled about. And through that, we set up a steering committee, which is myself and Peter and our Rotary Secretary, Jan Stokes, my husband, Chris, and Councillor Nolly and Councillor Kerr. So we had our first meeting, and we put in place a few steps about how we could sort of make this a smoother process, because at that stage it was obviously looking like it was bigger than Ben-Hur. So our steering committee have basically discuss things like grants, a sausage sizzle working bee, which will be in about a month, the process of how we can wash the caps. And by the way, I'll just ask anyone out there, if you're listening, we're looking for an IBC to be donated if possible. It's one of those sort of plastic pods that I think a lot of farmers have. There's like a square plastic pod, and they've got like a tap on the bottom. The farmers will know exactly what I'm talking about. We can fill those with water and detergent and throw all the caps in, and I'm talking like thousands. We've collected something in the vicinity of 6,000 caps alone in the last 5 weeks, which my husband and I are dutifully washing in our laundry tub.
Now, is it true? Well, I've got my notes here, and I just wondered, was that 1,300 to 1,400 caps just last weekend, wasn't it?
Possibly. Well, that was my husband and I didn't count them in the garage. We were just washing them and separating them into colours. But yes, I picked up 5 containers from Port Douglas Recycling, and each of those have about 1,000 caps. And we also washed some to send to Blenners.
We think it's called an IBC, but farmers will know the device you're talking about.
It stands for Intermediate Something Container. Sorry, I'm not very good with those things. But basically, we can fill it with water and throw thousands of caps in it at one go. So.
All right. Well, if anyone has one of them, let me know. We can see the team at Rotary, or you can flick me an email, Gazza. With 2 Z's, gaz@fabfm.com.au. You mentioned about separating the lids out to different colours. So obviously that's something you have to do. And there are certain lids that work and certain ones that don't. And you had a good demonstration of that at the recent show in Mossman. Can you just try to explain again what people need to be looking for?
Yep.
And maybe what sort of, in terms of the colour, what difference that makes?
Right. So there has been a little bit of confusion about the type of plastic that we need to collect, and also the shapes. Now, so they're what we call HDPE, which is high-density polyethylene, I think. That's what it stands for. And it's a number 2 or number 4. So basically you can find those numbers inside the caps. And if they're not inside the cap, they'll be on the side of the bottle. So I found one the other day that was on a side of a drink bottle, water bottle, and it said that the bottle was such and such a number and the cap was such and such a number. So if it says a 2 or a 4, that's what we're after.
Okay, a 2 or a 4 is what we're looking for, as Karen just said. Now, the 20-litre catering buckets, they've been donated by various restaurants and other hospitality organisations around the Shire.
Yep.
So what are they used for, those buckets?
So we've been distributing those with our collection points, of which we now have 6 in the Shire, including Port Douglas Recycling. They are Daintree Discovery Centre, Mossman Bait and Tackle, Mossman Community Centre, the Knick Knack Shed in Port Douglas, and CB Tappers and Bar. So thank you to those people. So we will give those people, some already have them, we just haven't got around to all of them yet, a 20-litre catering bucket. And they will then use that bucket to collect the caps in, and a swap and go situation. So then they'll take the bucket to Port Douglas Recycling Depot and swap it for an empty one.
Now, back to you, Peter, just for a moment. You were at the Mossman show, which I've got to say was generally fabulous.
Yes.
Thoroughly enjoyed that. You were part of the team there. How did you find the response from people being part of that team? Because from what I saw, once you got set up, there's quite a lot of interest. So, again, that's a good representation of how manic this has gone.
My word. First of all, they would walk by, and then one or two of them would stop and have a look. And so I explained what we were about and why we were at the show, etc. And then they became really, really interested. And as they're milling round, so the crowd would normally be going past is stopping also, which is a very, very good thing, because it gives us more opportunities to spread the word about what we were doing and why we were doing it.
Excellent. Now, you're having a bit of fun with this too. As an example, at the show, I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, you had the bucket full up with lids and kids had to guess how many are in. So a good way of actually educating all ages, really, but certainly the kids with a bit of fun like that, and prizes were dished out, which is good to see. But you've also, you're looking at undergoing some sort of school presentation set up where you actually get out and explain why you're doing this and get them to, you know, the future lid collectors understand what it's all about.
They certainly do. The kids are the ones that are going to drive this project and anything to do with recycling, for that matter, and the environment. They're really switched on. So I started doing school presentations. I actually got requested by Mayalo School through a woman that stopped me in the supermarket last Sunday, and I ended up going out to Mayalo School and doing a little presentation with the kids in grade 5 and 6, which are the leaders, like the SRC, if you want, so called. So they then put together a PowerPoint presentation and explained the whole situation to the whole school, of which I was so proud. They did a really grand job, and as a result, then other schools have asked me to go and do some presentations and also get on board with the recycling, which is fantastic, and the Lids for Kids project.
It's become a bit of a full-time job.
It is. Now, a love job.
The sausage chisel, as you mentioned, is coming up in about a month, and we can advise people, our listeners, of that. You're on board also. Blenders have come to the party, and they you've got, I think, at the end of this month, the very first 20 kilo bucket that's going to be heading down to the actual site where these limbs, the mobility aids,
are crossing in Victoria.
Well, yep. It's actually happened. So last Wednesday, Peter and I and Jan and Abigail Nolly, Jan Stokes, we're headed down to Blenners and set up a media, whatever you'd like to call it. I'm not very good at this stuff. And so Channel 7 News came along and they filmed the 20-litre bucket going on the back of the truck, of Blenders' truck, and it headed to Melbourne. It's been received. So that was really exciting for us. So it's all happening. And they'll be basically helping us all the way down the coast at this stage. So
That's great. Yeah. We can't say how much we are indebted to Blenders Transport for coming on board on this project. It wouldn't have taken off like this, I'm sure, without their help.
Well done to Blenders. I know the ultimate dream, potentially, some way down the line, is to have the that process of, making these.
Right here in the far north, creating jobs.
Do you think that's possible?
Well, it's not Michael just possible, Kerr it's going
to
happen.
Think it is.
Is that right? It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. I'm a big dreamer, so my initial thought when I started this was not just to think about collecting caps. It was about education. It was about furthering others. It's got such a lovely domino effect with all sorts of things. So one of those being, and it's not really the end of line, but I would like to, and I've discussed this with Sean Tia, who's the CEO in Melbourne. The idea is that I would like to eventually have an arm, pardon the pun, of Envision up in Mossman, and we set up a manufacturing plant. We get people involved in not just the collecting and the sorting and the washing, but the actual making of these limbs. So that's really exciting.
Wow, yes. Now, just to recap on a couple of things, the IBCs, the farmers, you will know what it is. Basically, it's a large pod with a tap on the bottom. Mm. Great for actually washing lids. We're looking for a 2 and a 4 mark on the lids, ideally, of course. They can be sorted, but the easier the process obviously can be made, the better. And finally, if people listening, and we are talking again just to sum up about plastic lids being used to make mobility aids and changing lives in particular for kids, it is a great project and it's massive here already in far north Queensland, particularly in the Douglas Shire. But if people want to find out more or get involved and offer their help, what's the best way to do it?
Well, the initial involvement conversations were happening through Rotary. Then because I basically had my phone number out there. I was being inundated with not just hundreds of phone calls, but emails and messages on Facebook, etc., etc., which was wonderful. But it also created such a mammoth workload that I'm no longer able to do that on my own. So we're setting up a network within Envision, and the Lids for Kids name will be a registered business name, which Sean Tier is in control of. And so that will then be replicated all around Australia, and there'll be like a group on Facebook where people can just go. Now, that's just in the throes of being set up by a gentleman down in Canberra at the moment, our CAP champion, I'd like to call him, in Canberra. So as soon as that goes live, I'll let people know. And I'll let you guys know so you can let everybody else know.
Sounds excellent. I think it's all gone so quickly. You know, you're literally trying to catch up at times, aren't you? With, as you say, you've suddenly had to become a media person, and you've had to, you know, get down to the basics of washing these things at the weekend and schools. And it's just amazing. What a great venture this is. And well done to you, Karen. Well done to you, Peter, and the team at Rotary, and everyone else that's come to the party, like, as you say, the likes of Blenners, as an example. Yeah. Thank you for coming in to, let's say, fair play to the media. I'm not talking about us, but, you know, I know the Gazette and other media sources have been very happy to help out with this too. So well done to everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Back to the public.
Karen and Peter, thanks for your time today, and we'll catch up with you again, I reckon, soon with another massive update of where you've been gone.
Yes. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you for giving us time to promote this very important project.
Pleasure. And you're absolutely right. Very important it is indeed. And we'll give you details of how you can get involved when, as we mentioned, the various information methods are there with Facebook, etc. Hey, amazing stuff indeed. It's your radio station. It's Fab FM.